It's back to school time. That always means lots of changes, whether you're off to kindergarten or college. This is Lisa Berry, and at Eastern Michigan University, 23,000 students pursuing more than 200 majors are returning to find a new president, an interim president, Dr. Kim Schatzel, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. It's been about a month or so, right?
That's correct.
How's it going?
It's going really well. We are getting prepared to have the campus open for the fall. So right now there's a lot of cranes and there's a lot of concrete being poured to just finish up everything to open up the campus. And we're looking to have a record class for the fall. We're looking to have possibly 6,000 brand new students coming onto campus, and that's always really exciting.
Has the job been what you expected?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been here for 3.5 years, so I know the students, the faculty, the staff, all my coworkers, knowing people in the community as well. So it's been really easy to be able to slide into it, and everybody's been really supportive of the transition. We're looking forward to the upcoming year.
So what are the students going to notice? What is new?
They're going to notice several things. One is that new building for the Honors College. The Honors College has doubled in size in the last 3 years. We have almost 1,400 students in the Honors College now, and we've signed a purchase agreement to be able to buy the Trinity Church, which is just behind Pease. It has been part of the campus community for many years in that role, but we're going to be taking it over now, and it's going to be the new Honors College. We're looking forward to moving it from Starkweather, which is a historic building, into its new site in October. So that's going to be really exciting for the students.
We're talking to Dr. Kim Schatzel, the interim president for Eastern Michigan University. Where do you think Eastern succeeds, and where do you think the college needs some possible improvement?
I think the area that we talked about in terms of us being a transformational college is very, very important. We have students that are coming to campus. Many of them are first-generation students in terms of college. They don't come from families that have college backgrounds.
Do you see yourself as a role model for students, especially young women?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I take every opportunity to be able to talk to young women on campus, and the fact that I've pioneered many of the roles that I've had. I was the first woman in many of the jobs. I also am a mother, and I'm also a wife, so I think that you can get everything. You just have to pick the right spouse and often be able to position yourself in a different way. So I take every opportunity that I can to talk to young women to talk about what they want to do with their careers and the fact that they have to be fearless in order to just move forward.
So Dr. Kim Schatzel says, yes, we can have it all.
Yes, you can.
And let's talk about being fearless, because I think fear is something that holds a lot of people back. And I know I'm trying to get a little inspirational with you here, but you are an inspiration. You are a female president of a major university, and you're knocking it out of the park. And so how can we be fearless? Or is your daughter still in college?
Yes, my daughter's still in college.
So what do you tell her?
To be fearless. I mean, I think the fact is that many women are socialized to be cautious, to think about the fact of not making mistakes, to talk about the fact that they might be hurt and taking chances. For example, my daughter started her college career by going to school in Europe, actually.
Wow.
So here you got an 18-year-old girl who's going over to Paris for the first time, doesn't speak the language, living in a city. And many people would ask me, aren't you nervous? Aren't you nervous about her doing that? And frankly, I know that if she was a boy, people would have said, my goodness, what a wonderful opportunity for this young man to develop such a global perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of feedback that I think young women receive. And I take every opportunity that I can to encourage them to take risks and to be fearless and pursue their goals.
Here at Eastern, students have the opportunity to go to Europe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our study abroad program is a terrific program. We also have opportunities to be able to study in Asia as well. Mm. We have many students that go to Korea, for example, to be able to study out of our College of Education. We have studies in South America as well. So to be able to put yourself in a different cultural situation, to really make that comfort zone be changed a bit, is, I think, part of the educational experience.
So we talked about being fearless in life and in general, but there have been some safety concerns in Washtenaw County. I spoke to the county sheriff a few weeks ago, and he said it's the entire county problem, not just in the Ypsilanti area. What advice do you have for students about their personal safety?
Well, the one thing that we always tell our students is the fact that we are one of the safest campuses in Michigan. We've made tremendous investments over the last few years, both with regard to the number of officers that we have, as well as security systems, cameras, et cetera. But the real simple thing is just to be smart. And that basically means the fact that if you're walking around looking at your cell phone, texting away with headphones in, not aware of your surroundings, that's not a safe thing to do. So I think part of it is to be able to just encourage the students to be aware of their surroundings, make sure you lock your door. I mean, all the things that you would typically do in any area, but sometimes we have students that don't do that. So we work closely with them. We make sure they're aware of all the safety procedures on campus as well as support systems, and then just tell them to just be aware of their surroundings.
As we're getting to know Dr. Kim Schatzel, what do you do for fun?
I cook.
You do? What's your favorite thing to cook?
I'm a pretty good gourmet cook, so I like to cook a lot. Yeah, so I do that. I like to read a lot, and I like to just enjoy a lot of the activities on campus. One of the funnest things is to be able to eat in the commons, to go to the sporting events, to just meet with all the students in the student org organization. So, you know, having a job where you're around young people all the time is something that's the best job in the world.
Keeps you young.
It absolutely does.
Do you have a signature dish?
My signature just is I make really, really good meatballs and spaghetti.
And do you have a favorite spot on the Eastern campus?
Yeah, the Student Center. I just like hanging out at the Student Center, hanging out at Starbucks, walking around, sitting on the main floor, going into where the food court is, stopping into offices, going to the student government where the student orgs is a great thing to be able to do. It helps me catch up to be able to find out what's going on.
Do you like to surprise the professor?
I absolutely like to be able – I'd love to be able to just walk in and kind of just unexpected and just stop in and see people and find out what they're doing for the day.
Have you any idea how long you're going to be interim president?
Well, typically what you see is we're going to be launching a national search in the fall. And typically what you would see is that the new president would be starting sometimes next spring, early part of the summer.
So here's the million-dollar question, Dr. Kim Schatzel. If asked, would you serve?
And I can tell you that I love being a provost. I mean, I truly enjoy my job. The president's job and the provost jobs are very, very different. I love being a provost. I love working in this capacity.
Long pause. Not sure if you answered my question.
I love being they're two totally different jobs, and I really enjoy being the
provost. Okay, okay. We will leave it at that. I will respect your journey and where you are right now, and we will just leave it at that. Now, I just recently, there was a change in the Huron logo. I know that had been a controversy. Did that come from you?
Yes, and it was really the fact that the logo was placed on the band uniform under a lapel about 3 years ago. And actually, on the first day that I was named interim president, my first day of serving, I had a meeting scheduled with the Native American Student Organization, and they asked me to be able to take a look at having that logo on the uniform. So I assured them that I would, and we did some research and basically found that in 1991 the decision was made by the board to stop use of the logo in the name. So what we've done is we've just basically set that straight again.
How soon will we be seeing that change?
We're going to be ordering new uniform jackets. It should take anywhere between 3 and 4 months to be able to have them ready.
Do you want to leave us with a mission statement or thoughts on how everyone associated with Eastern can keep the momentum going and have a successful 2015-16 school year?
Yeah, I just think that the new record class coming in is going to provide a lot of energy. We've successfully completed the contract negotiations with the faculty as well, and it's a tremendous contract that provides for a great relationship between us. So they're all charged up about coming back into the classroom as well with the students. And we've moved the foundation back onto campus as well. So we're going to be working with them much more closely. So I just think that you're going to be seeing more and more success as the school year comes forward.
Dr. Kim Schatzel, a provost and interim president for Eastern Michigan University. We're honored that you joined us, and thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.